This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Do you feel blessed today? I feel so blessed today. And you know, we are to be a blessing to people when we come in contact with them. And I'm just going to encourage each one of you right now, during this day and during every day when you wake up, just say to God, God, make me a blessing to someone today. Just make me a blessing to someone today. And he'll show you the way. He'll show you the person that you need to be a blessing. And you'll be amazed that you won't just be one blessing. You'll be multitude of blessings to multitude of people if you have the mindset that you want to be a blessing. We're called to be servants. Are you a servant? If you're a servant, you look for opportunities to serve. So are you serving? Today we're going to talk about the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell. Are you a leader? You might not think you are, but you are. Being a leader, we're all affecting people just by our facial expressions, by our actions, by our words. And so we're all leaders to some degree. So I'm going over the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell. And I've already gone through the first six. So if you didn't catch it, what you can do is you can listen to the show via podcast on Sue Fries, one word, spelt like fries, .com. And you can go on there and you can hear the entire thing. And also, I welcome and encourage you to share these podcasts with other people that you might think could glean some knowledge, some help for whatever life is bringing their way. So continuing on, we all have life experiences. And part of this show is about experiencing sharing our experiences with other people. Because when we do that, when we don't close up and not let people in, but when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, when we allow ourselves to be transparent, what happens is that you open a door for others to receive maybe some hope, some knowledge of how something they might be going through that you're not even aware of even. But something they're going through, that something you say or the way you say it is going to trigger something in them. The Holy Spirit might grab a hold and change this person. This person could be changed because of you opening up and serving another person. And isn't that what we're called to do? We're called to love one another and we're called to help and serve one another. And if you ask God to guide you in that and ask God to show you who needs your help. When you go into church or when you go and sit down somewhere, just ask God to seat you. Don't seat in that normal seat. Don't seat where you're comfortable. Get a little uncomfortable. It's fun to get a little uncomfortable. Let God be the guide. Give Jesus the wheel. Let him tell you where to sit. And when you sit, you're going to be amazed at what happens because you can sit with expectation to receive what God has for you, but also what you can give. Because the true joy comes from giving, not receiving. I don't know about you, but if you've ever experienced that, you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, boy, are you going to be excited when you do experience that. So I've gone through 1 through 6, and now we're going to start with 7. And 7 is the law of respect. And what we're talking about is leadership. And don't turn the dial because you don't think you're a leader. Because you know what? Each one of us, even you, are a leader. Because somebody is watching you and watching how you handle things, watching how you speak, watching your body language. And you are making a difference to this person or these people, whether you like it or not. So understand that you are a leader and we're called to be ambassadors for Christ. So you are a leader. And the law of respect is this. I'm going to read what John Maxwell has here. No matter what your circumstances, you can increase your leadership potential. There are many stories of leaders of humble circumstances being followed by high-level people because of their leadership collateral. This is no random accident. It is due to leadership. Leaders in the ranks seek out a leader to follow. Even leaders need leaders. Jesus needed God. Strong leadership is a tractor beam for leaders under you in your organization. Weak leadership causes strong leaders to seek leadership elsewhere. Ever wonder where your best leaders went? They may not be candid when they leave, but chances are they left to find a stronger leader. Ouch, that could hurt some of us just thinking about that. But you know what? That's okay. By understanding that gives us reason and gives us a chance to get better at being a better leader, a stronger leader. You have to know what it takes to be a strong leader, and that's what we're talking about. We can keep stronger leaders if we invest in our leadership growth and avoid damaging our equity by failing to exhibit character when it really counts. You know, some people in my business at Ecola, they come in and they'll get a title. And they think the title demands respect. And what I find from people is they really want to have a leader. They really want to follow, but they need to be respected too. So there's a mutual respect, and it's how we treat people. And if you don't have a relationship and you don't understand each individual person, you need to learn about each individual person, and that takes a little time. In the process, yes, we are to respect authority, but you can lose it if you don't treat it with respect. So what this is saying, and what I read here for the law of respect is that to be respected, you need to be respectful. And also, to be a leader that someone wants to follow, it's someone that has character, that people see something in you that's different. They see something where, wow, I want to learn more about that person, or I want to learn more about how they come up with their thought process. Biblical principles to live by, to work by. And I find that that's very helpful in business and at home. You know, husbands, you know, you're called to be the leader. And to be a strong leader, you need to get help sometimes. You need to get guidance. And the Bible is the rule book for life. It is the game book. Whenever you're playing a game, you need to have the rules so you know how to play the game. And the rule book for life is the Bible. And it does give you keys on how to be that leader and how to be respectful and respected. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And we are discussing the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell. The law of respect is to be respectful and to learn how to be a bigger and better leader. A lot of that has to do with being a servant. Wasn't Jesus a servant? And he was a leader, but he led by serving, didn't he? Number 8 is the law of intuition. This is interesting. A good leader has good intuition. Now, they say that women have intuition, that men lack this. I don't agree. What I've seen in the business world, because I deal with a lot of men, is that men want to be hunters and they want to be conquerors, and sometimes they don't listen to that inner voice as much as maybe they need to. So a good leader has good intuition. Good instincts keep a leader out of trouble. Great leaders see what others cannot around corners. They can make changes or take steps with little warning or evidence. The best kind of intuition is informed intuition, and this is in bold because that is so true. A leader's intuition can lead him to failure as well as success. So information and experience are priceless in this regard. A leader armed with intuition and information will be a great decision maker, both agile and confident. Now again, remember, this could be a husband, it could be a ministry, it could be the president or CEO, CFO of a company. Wherever your role is, it's important to be informed. I always say I don't like surprises, and I like to be informed because it's hard to make a good decision. In my company, when a person comes to me with an issue, I always say there's three sides to every story. And it's important for me as the leader to gather as much information as I can in order to make an educated decision. So, an intuition is, what does your heart say? What does your gut say? And a lot of times there's these very difficult decisions. And, you know, a lot of the times when you're a leader, you have to make a prompt decision. Something is urgent, or you have to make a decision on the cuff. But then there's other times where you don't need to do that. So I encourage you to take the time to take a breath, to get as much information as you possibly can before you say anything, and pray on it. You know, let it go overnight. A good leader leads with leadership bias. He sees things through the lens of a leader. He reads the situation. It says he here, he or she. You either naturally see it, or you can be nurtured to see it. Otherwise, you'll never see it. Sometimes a leader may have good information and bad intuition. This will lead him or her to danger. Others have good intuition and bad information. This will cause him or her to under or overestimate a situation. But good intuition and good information will certainly lead to success one decision at a time. Always back up the way you feel with objectivity and then go with your gut. That's such good advice. And our experiences, we pull on them. You know, what you've gone through in your life, difficult decisions you made in the past and how they turned out. You know, did you lack asking one question? Did you lack thinking about it or praying about it before you made a decision? As a man, you know, part of this is, you know, submitting one to another and asking your significant other their opinion, whether it's a husband or a wife to the other. It's important that we ask the questions to get information that's going to help make the best decision for everybody involved. It's a big responsibility, and people in leadership should not take that lightly, but it's very important to be informed. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Number 9 is the law of magnetism. You don't attract the leaders you want. You attract the leader you are. Isn't that an interesting thing? When you feel compelled to complain about the leaders under you, think again. Perhaps your leadership needs shoring as well. Beware also of the one-sided teams. Staff to your weaknesses so you can remain in your strengths. Make sure your team has plenty of variety and people who can express their differing views without fear. It's very important for people to feel like what they have to say matters. So as a leader, you need to welcome that. And part of that is being transparent and vulnerable yourself to open that door to where, you know, like I say, no question is a bad question, except for the one you don't ask. I learned that, I think, in the second grade with a second grade teacher, maybe fourth grade. But isn't that the truth? You know, it's the question that's not asked that could cause the problem. So another thing I've realized in my working world is, and my personal life, and I don't know about you, ask yourself this question, is when someone irritates you, if something somebody does irritates you or really gets underneath your skin, ask yourself if you could possibly have that same trait. And if you do, you need to get the log out of your own eye and not worry about the speck in the other person's eye. Focus on you. Look at the person in the mirror and work on what you can work on, because you cannot fix another person until you work on yourself. So start with you first. Regardless of where you are in life, start with you first. And magnetism is just being humbled. Have a humble spirit. Be teachable. It's so important. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You can stream on kkla.com, click on Listen Live, or you can go to Sue Free's, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and you can listen to our podcasts and share the podcast and go on there and get on my email list, because I have things to offer there on helping hands and videos and all kinds of things. We're also simulcasted in Santa Barbara, Santa Maria, and San Diego. Isn't that amazing? So exciting. We're still on the law of magnetism. If you have strong leadership characteristics, you will attract people with strong leadership characteristics. The author told the story of the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, Tom Landry and Roger Staubach, combined to exhibit so much leadership that the team was unstoppable. The ranks of the Cowboys were full of followers with great character. But once Jerry Jones took over, he appointed Barry Switzer to lead the team. The story includes arrests of teammates and even the coach for attempting to carry a handgun on a plane. So it trickles downhill. Jerry Jones, the Maverick, who is known for going outside the acceptable rules and guidelines, has a team of players who follow suit. If you want strong players with great character, be a strong example. Number 10, the law of connection. A leader touches a heart before he asks for a hand. I love that. You cannot lead people who don't connect with you. Once a leader has a trust connection with his followers, they will do almost anything for him or her. Until that connection is made, followers will balk. Consider the Dole-Clinton presidential campaign. Bob Dole was uninspiring, dull, and cold. I'm reading this from John Maxwell's book. By contrast, Bill Clinton appeared on Arsenio wearing sunglasses and played the saxophone for the nation to see. He appeared to be warm and normal, like us. A long time later, Bob Dole appeared on Saturday Night Live in humorous commercials after he had lost the campaign. He finally let his hair down some and people saw the person inside. Too late, Bill Clinton had won the battle of connection. The leader should always, in bold, use MBWA or W4C, management by wandering around or walk the four corners, as a tool to become more aware of employees and their problems. It allows them to connect with you. Once connected, they will follow you much more readily. At Southwest Airlines, Herb Keller set the tone and culture by connecting with the team, giving them all the impression he knew them personally. I have stories to tell about this. I went to Long Beach State, where my daughter was going to attend, and she did attend college. And the president there at the time had been there for quite a while. And he made such a point, I don't remember the population, the enrollment of that school, but it was huge. But he made such a point to say to each student, he said this, he said, if you see me walking down the hall, which means he did walk down the halls, every day he did, and you say hi to me, don't be upset if I ask you your name after the first time I ask you, because I want to know your name. And he'd look the kids in the eyes and say, now, what was your name? And then the students at the end of the year would comment about him knowing their name and how important that name and him knowing their name was. So it's really important to walk the four corners. My company, when I first purchased it quite a while ago, Jack Forster, the president and owner of the company, he said to me, he said, right now you're in a separate building than all of your staff because we have a call center and there's numerous people in the call center and everybody comes through there to get their paperwork and to answer phones. And he said, one thing you need to do besides everything else you do is four times a day you have to get out of your desk, get out of this building, go into the next building and walk through the building. And you need to say hi to people. You need to make contact with people, ask them how their day is, ask them what's going on, see if there's anything you can do to help them. And when you do that, you're going to connect with your people. And I listened to him, and I have done that ever since. And I have to tell you, it has made a world of difference for me. So what that's saying is, let's say you're not a president of a company. Let's say you're in ministry. What did I just say? What does the book say? It's saying to connect with the people that you're working with. Connect with the people that you want to have relationship with. It's difficult to do, but whether you text, you can make connection via text, via phone call, via email, or my favorite is face-to-face. But making that connection on a daily basis is imperative to leadership, imperative to making a difference to the people that you care about and that you want to influence. So take the time, even though there were times where I'm like, oh, I have so much to do. I don't want to get up. I don't want to walk over there. I knew by doing so, I learned so much and they felt that I cared because I did. And so that's really, truly important. Our children, same thing. We need to make connection with our children daily. I was told a long time ago when I went to a parent-child class that it's important to not only make verbal contact, but to make skin contact with your kids. Now that sounds funny, but your kids need to have their hand held, a hug, a rub on their back, touching their toes, touching their hair. They need skin contact every day. There's premature babies in hospitals, and it's been proven that those that have been touched in those incubators have a much greater success rate of living than those that don't get handled. So take that for what it's worth. Have that contact with your children. And you know what? No matter what age we are all children. We're God's children. And we all need to be connected. Connection is probably my favorite word. It's just to be connected. And that means something different to each individual person. It's just like the love languages. You know, there's different languages that get spoken. And you need to learn what the languages are with the people that you're involved with. And that's a video. Shameless commercial. You can go to SueFree, spelled like fries.com, and watch the video where I'm on a unicycle. And it talks about the love languages. And that has helped more people. I've gotten more response on that one video than almost anything else that I've done in the 2 years I've been doing this show. So help yourself to that video. It's really informative. But with that, quality time, touching, talking, very important to have that connection. So make that connection with those that you care about. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. The next one we're going to get into is number 11, and it's the law of the inner circle. Every leader's potential is affected by the people he keeps closest. When you have the right staff and team, your potential skyrockets. There is no such thing as a great leader who is a lone ranger. Ronald Reagan surrounded himself with the best leaders and advisors available. In order to gain the best payback for your investment in your company, first invest your inner circle team. Use the 80-20 rule. Your investment in your team will create 80% of the results. You want to see? Grow their leadership and you will grow your success. In order to gain the best payback for your investment in your company, first invest in your inner circle team. Use the 80-20 rule. Your investment in your team will create 80% of the results you want to see. Grow their leadership and you will grow your success. Never stop improving your inner circle. With my company, I have multiple employees. I have, like, I think 54 right now at Ecola. And there are, every 2 weeks we have payroll. And every 2 weeks I look at every single person. I look at how long they've been there. I look at when their last raise was. I look at how much they're making. And I look at attendance. I look at the things that matter. Who's invested, who's put time in, who's come and talked to me, you know, these things. And there's individuals, I put a star next to their name. And these stars are my inner circle. It's the people that I hold dearest. And the reason is because they hold me dear and they care about the company, and that is shown by their actions. So those are the people that I invest in the most. So it's important that you know who those people are. Same thing goes here with, you know, your children or whatnot is, you know, you are known by those you hang with, and you will become those that you hang with. So I always told my children, choose your friends, don't let them choose you. And that goes for all of us, doesn't it? Put the people around you that you want to become like, that you want to emulate. Those are the ones that you want to hang with, because you will become more like them. It's like birds when they fly together. Birds of a feather flock together. My mom used to say that. So I just want to say now, before we go any further, it's important that you understand that you have influence and that what you do with that matters. Be vulnerable. Say you're sorry. Ask people for how you can improve. So we will be right back with more of the Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
Welcome back to the Sue Free Show, and I'm going to change the pace a little bit now because there's so many people that ask me about what I do when I'm not on the show, and I am known as the Termite Lady, and I own a company called Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, and Ecola is Effective Combinations of Lasting Alternatives, and the reason we came up with that acronym is I bought the company from two men, and I didn't understand what Ecola meant or what that was, what the connection was. So we just came up with that acronym. But we also say that it's ecological solutions because that's what we're about. Ecola has been voted best green exterminator for 3 years in a row. Right now, I think it's going to go for 4, which is great. We've been in business since 1983. So we're a reputable company that has been in business a long time. And that's important to you as a listener or future customer or current customer because you don't want to call the company that you have paid money to do a service and find out they're no longer in business, which is happening a lot right now with the economy the way it is and everything that's happening. There's a lot of companies that are no longer around to service you and take care of you. Ecola is strong. We've been here a long time and we're there because we care and we want to take care of you. So if you're a current customer, I just want to say with great gratitude, thank you so very much for the opportunity to be able to serve you. And for those that haven't called us or needed us or don't know if you need us, which is probably the case, we look forward to that phone call or the internet, you know, going on the website, ecolatermite.com, and looking us up. We do have a video on there, and the video kind of explains and shows the methods that we offer. I wanted to come on today to just explain some of the common asked questions because I kind of equate searching for a termite company two ways. It's like going to the dentist. It's not pleasant. It really is not a pleasant experience, at least until you meet Ecola. But we try to make it the most pleasant it can be, which means, you know, you find out you have termites. You're not sure if you have termites. You want to just forget about it and think it's going to go away. But, you know, the news is that it's not going to go away. Termites never stop eating. They're constantly chewing, constantly eating. And they could be in your home. That is a fact. And so they can be inside a stud of wood for up to 5 years without you knowing they're there. So it is important that you have an inspection done. And how do you know if you have termites? Sometimes you will know. How will you know? If you find evidence such as multicolored coffee grounds, they look like that, around a door jamb, in the garage, you know, around the garage door, around, in a window seal. If you find that, then you do have a termite problem. There is no doubt you have a termite problem. Swarmers. People say, what are swarmers? Swarmers are a termite that has two jobs to do within a 2-week period. They've overpopulated their current colony, and they need to find a new place to live. Now, that could be at your house or the next door neighbor's house, but they need to find a new place to live. They don't like to work hard, so they're going to find an easy entrance to a home to do the damage that they do. And then they have babies, and then they raise their termites, and then, again, the process and the cycle starts all over and keeps going. The one thing is they find a new place to live so they can start producing. The other thing they do is they want to find someone to produce with. And I kind of joke about this because they only have 2 weeks to do this because they lose their wings. So at first they're flying around looking for the perfect mate. And when the wings fall off, they're going to drop to the ground and they're going to have to love the one they fall next to. So it's kind of funny in a sense, but that's the true fact is they have 2 weeks to do two things, find a place to live and to find the termite that they're going to produce their family with. So those are two questions that are asked. How can I tell if I have termites? The one thing is the, you know, evidence. The other thing is if you see swarmers, they look for light, they come to the window, they smash against the window, and they come in swarms, meaning that there's just not one or two of them. There's a whole slew of them. So that's the answer to those questions. The next question is, what are termite treatments available? Because there are a multitude of termite treatments available. And the good news for Ecola is that we have all of the alternatives available to you. And that's a plus because there are companies out there that say they have alternatives because they see that there is money to be made in the alternatives. And green is so big now. And I say Ecola was green before green was anything more than a color. And that's a fact also. But the different methods that we have and we're known for is that, number one, we were founded on the electro gun. Now, the electro gun, there are companies out there that'll say it doesn't work. Well, if it didn't work, it wouldn't be certified. It's tried and true. Everything has its limits, and we're only as good as those that do the services. With anything in life, you're only as good as those doing the services. So, electro gun is 90,000 volts of electricity that looks for the path of least resistance, and all these electrical currents will go to that path of least resistance, go up that canal and shoot the termite and zap them. And that's one process. Now, the beauty of that is that we can scan wood. That's one method of the electrogun method, but there are other methods. But if you have hardwood floors, do you really want to drill into those hardwood floors? I have hardwood floors, and I know that I don't want to drill into my hardwood floors. So there's an opportunity to use the electrogun in that. If you're just joining in, you're listening to The Sue Free Show, and we are talking about Ecola termite and pest management services, because I do have a show, but I also own a termite company, and I've owned this company for recently. I just had my 11-year anniversary, and I've been in the business 30 years as it stands, and so I think that I could be called an expert. There are different licenses and certifications that you need to do what we do. It's not like getting pool services done or gardening, because we are very strongly regulated by state agencies. It's very important that you have a company that has all of the qualifications to do the service right, to be there the next year, that you can depend on. We also have the A+ Better Business Bureau rating. So I'm very proud to say that I'm part of Ecola, and we've been around since 1983. So I really, really, really would love the opportunity to take care of you. I want to help you, though, because the process, I said it was like going to the dentist, because it's not fun to get this termite situation handled. I also equate it to buying a mattress, because recently I had to buy a mattress. And during that time, I realized that not all mattresses are the same, because you have so many springs per area. You have pillow, you have this, you have the heat, you have the summer. There are so many things. I was overwhelmed. And so to those that don't really want to get that full education, even though it's a very important decision, and we at Ecola know it's an important decision, and we want you to make the right decision. So I want to set you at ease. I want to tell you that we will make it as hassle-free as possible to get your termite or your pest control taken care of, that when you call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS, that you will have a friendly customer service rep answer your questions. They will pick up the phone, and they will answer your questions, because we want you to feel comfortable with your decision. And how does this work? People say, well, what happens? Okay, we call you, then what happens? Well, what happens next is that we schedule an appointment. And during this appointment, we will ask you specific questions. Your square footage, do you see evidence? How long have you seen the evidence? Where do you see the evidence? When was your last inspection? Did you have any work done? Were you fumigated? All of these things. And all of those questions help us individualize the best solution for your individual needs. And we pride ourselves, I know pride's not a good thing, but we pride ourselves at being the best at figuring out what it is you need personally. We have a lot of customers that are chemically sensitive, that have elderly people that cannot leave their home, and we can take care of a situation. Even in those types of situations, we can take care of it. So you need to call us, 800-332-BUGS, and if you have a BlackBerry, it's 2847. So the inspector comes out, he does a free inspection. And when he's done with his inspection, he's going to come back in, and he's going to sit down with you if you want him to. And he's going to answer your questions. He's going to tell you what he found, where he found, if he found. If he didn't find anything, I have numerous people that have asked us to come. And we go back in and say, you know what? Right now, you don't have a situation. You don't have a problem. So thank you very much. And we'll see you maybe next year. But if you do have a situation, then we're going to give you the options available to you. And we have many options. It used to be that fumigation was the only option, but it is no longer the only option. We have different methods that we can use. For instance, we already talked about the E-gun, but we also have the heat process. And I'm very, very proud to be one of the first to offer the heat process. And we have 7 offices. We cover all of Southern and some Central California, mostly along the coast, because termites like the same thing we do. We like to live along the coast. We love the climate. So do they. But the heat process is clean, hot air. People say, oh, does it does it melt anything? Does it burn anything? Is it going to dry up my wood? Is, you know, and all of those questions we answer. And it's clean, hot air. The ambient temperature inside a room has to reach around 180, but the goal is to reach 130 temperature inside the wood that we're treating that has the termites in it. Well, how do you know you're reaching temperature? How do you know that you're getting that wood up to temperature would be in the next question. And the answer is that we put probes inside the middle of the wood so that we can, on an every 30-minute basis, we are checking the temperature to make sure that we get it up to temperature and hold the temperature longer than what the tests have proven to be deadly for the termites. And the added benefits of the heat process is that it deodorizes, it sanitizes. So if you have a urine smell from pets or you have a smoking situation where you want to get rid of the smoke smell, we can take care of all of that also. The next thing we do is that we have borate treatments. And borates, it used to be that when you fumigated or did any type of termite method, the termites could come back the next day. And they still can. People say, how long is the treatment good for? It's as good as long as we are there and we're treating. After that, it's a welcome mat for those termites to re-enter wherever it is they left or a new family begins. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on the flagship station, 99.5. KKLA. We do the inspection. We tell you what you have, if you have, and we give you the options. I've mentioned electric gun. I've mentioned heat. We have microwave. For small sections, we can do the microwave. Also, the borate treatments. It's like table salt. And anything in big portions could be bad for you, but you know, even salt can be bad, bad for you. But it has a residual up to 20 years. So you have this added protection now that we didn't used to have. And we treat all the wood with that. We treat the area that's exposed and open. People say, well, when's the best time to have your treatment? And I'll say, if you ever have open walls, if you're remodeling, you should do this before you paint. And you should do it when your walls are open. Those are questions that are asked frequently. So if you have a plan, like in November, everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas. If you have a plan to do any remodeling or upgrading your home or whatnot, you have to do things in the proper order so that you get the best results. And once you've already had the termite work done, you know, any holes drilled and filled, that's the best time to get the paint done because then you're going to have that beautiful look of that freshly painted wood. So that's what you want to do. There are certain treatments that can only be done on bare wood. So you want to do things in the proper order. So I'm just letting you know ahead of time so you can plan ahead for when that time comes when you need to have the service done. We also have pest control now, and pest control, I've been doing pest control for over 30 years, but Ecola took on pest control about 2.5 years ago, and we do it the green way. We look for opportunities to do it to where we don't put as much or, if all, chemicals or those things on your property. The goal is to keep the bugs, these pests out of your home. It doesn't mean to eradicate them completely because they have a purpose here. God created them. But what we want to do is we want to keep them out of your living area so that you can live comfortably without roaches, without ants, without fleas biting you. You want to live comfortably in your own home. But you also, they need to be like in your garden. They help with your garden. So you want to have them out where they need to be, but you don't need to be living right with them. So what we do is we treat the first time initial service, we come and we do a complete clean out, meaning we do inside and out. And then from there, we will do a reoccurring service, either a monthly, every other month, or quarterly. Our products break down within a month and a half. So we cannot guarantee that you will not see a bug for 3 months if you go on a quarterly service because the products are made to break down to keep our environment healthy and flourishing. So we have to work within those guidelines, and we do. If you're living on an anthill, then I would suggest you go on a monthly service. And those are questions we ask you, how often you see, how many do you see, so that we can help determine what would be the best service, the best choice for you. We are every other month, I will let you know, is the most economical of all the choices. And so I always recommend that people go, if they can, on the every other month service. So I'm hoping I'm answering your most frequently asked questions. And the main goal for me to even discuss all of this is because Ecola cares. And you can show that you care, too, by calling Ecola. And the reason I say that is because we care about you. We care about your home. Your home is your most expensive investment. And we want to keep it termite-free if we can. And the way you do that is you call E.C.O.L.A., let us come out, do the inspection, we'll tell you what you have if you have. Then your method of treatment can be brought to you so that you can make the educated choice for your situation. Then from there, we offer a service warranty. There's companies out there that don't even offer this. And the reason they don't offer it is because they would rather you go 3 years, because we all know termites will come back, just like we all know ants will come back. But the thing is that we put you on a service warranty, which is a fraction of the original cost. It will cost you less to go on our service warranty than it costs for you to have a gardener, a pool man, any of those things. And like I said before, we are highly regulated, and there are certifications and licensing that we have to pay for and we have to keep up on. So we are the experts. And why not have the experts come and do their service? We can actually put less product on your home and in the environment than you. Why? Because we know where to place it. We know where they live. We know their habits. We know what they like, what they dislike. And we can treat in the areas that we need to treat in order to get rid of the problem. So I highly recommend that don't put this on your honey-do list. Don't do it. Just if the honey-do list is to get it done, put that on the honey-do list. Call E.C.O.L.A. at 800-332-BUGS. I like that. I'm going to use that in a commercial later. Anyway, just have us do it. Don't put this on your honey-do list other than to call E.C.O.L.A. because we are the experts. This is the Sue Free Show, the flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking about termites and pests. And, you know, it's so easy for me to just keep going and keep going because I talk about this every day. It is a business. We run it like a business. But we have a team of experts, and we have 7 offices. We cover all of Southern California and a little central. And we are here to take care of you. And we want to do it the less invasive way. We want to do it as hassle-free as we possibly can. People say, well, how long do I have to move out for? Do I have to prepare? Do I, you know, all of these questions, because that's part of the hassle, isn't it? If you've ever had a fumigation, then you know. It's not fun. It's not a fun experience, but it is a necessary experience. And if you take care of things when they're small, anything in life, we know this, it's a life experience, a life lesson. Take care of things when they're small. If you have a car and you don't get the oil changed, you're going to end up having to buy yourself a new engine. And I can guarantee you it was a lot cheaper buying that oil than it would be to replace your engine. Same thing applies here. If you have a termite or you suspect you have a termite problem, they don't stop eating. So you need to call the expert. We are the expert, E.C.O.L.A. Services, and we offer you choices. We say that we offer smart choices, simple solutions, problem solved, and the newest one is mother approved, because I'm a mother and I have a personal story. And my story is that I have a son, and my son, growing up from the age of 2, had asthma. He had asthma really bad. And every year, 2 times a year in February and November, I was rushing him to the hospital because he had asthma attacks, and he'd be throwing up because he couldn't breathe, and he would cough. And it was just, as a mother, it's the most painful thing to see your children suffer. You just don't want to see your kids suffer. So I had to learn what his allergies were. I had to have allergy testing done. I had to find out what was causing these episodes. What was causing my son to feel such pain and such shortness of breath? That's such a scary feeling. And what I found out were what he was allergic to. And then I had to take precaution, and I had to do things differently so that I could keep him to be able to breathe in his indoor situation. So indoor air quality is such a huge thing, and it's going to get only bigger as time goes on, what we breathe. And with all the new construction going on, it's causing us to be environments that are even less safe and comfortable than before, because our homes are no longer porous. I don't want to get off track here, but with all of the new synthetic materials that we're building with, the building doesn't have a chance to breathe. Therefore, things are held in, bacteria is held in, and that's where the mold comes from and all of those things. And we need to have good air inside. And air inside is so much more important than the air outside, because it's kind of held in. So it's important that you open up your windows and get the fresh air through, and, you know, just have that air circulating. Getting back to my son and his asthma episodes and why this is so important is I learned that part of the problem were chemicals. And so I bought this company because I knew there was such a need personally, mother approved, that I wanted to make sure that anything I had in my house and anything that I did, that I wasn't going to cause my son to suffer more and to not be able to breathe. I wanted him to be able to breathe. We all need to breathe. Sometimes I have to remind myself to do that personally, but You know where I'm going with this. So that's how this whole thing started with E. coli, for me to have E. coli and the passion that I have with it. It's not, people used to say when I'd go to a party, they'd say, so what do you do for a living, Sue? And I'll say, oh, I kill termites. And then I realized, no, that's not what I do. What I do is I protect people's most expensive investments, their home, from termite damage. But also I'm protecting the family. I'm protecting their pets from all of these things that go on, disease, air quality, all of these things. And so it's so important. And I'm hoping you're hearing my passion and my heart here, that I think it's so important that you call E. coli and let us help you get the best and do the best for your family, for your friends, for your pets, for our environment. So call us today, 1-800-332-BUGS. The numbers are 2847. Really, really, really please call us. Don't wait for you to have a problem to call us. Call us now and let us see if you have a problem. Once you go on the service warranty, we'll be coming out on a yearly basis, an annual basis, and we will do a termite inspection, and we will keep the problem small. Keep the problem small. That's what we have to do. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. So I'm just going to go through some questions right now and answer them as quick as I can. Are there different types of termites? Yes, there are. The two main ones that we deal with are subterraneans, which are in the ground. And normally March, April, May, June is when those come out and show their ugly little heads to you, pretty little heads to me. And in the summertime is when the drywoods come out. And the drywoods have red heads, and then they have dark-colored bodies. People say, well, which one does more damage? They both do damage. But the smaller one, which is the subterraneans, actually do more damage. Why that is, I don't know why. They just do. They're subterraneans, which means they're in the ground, but they use their own, excuse the expression, but fecal matter to make tubes. And they build their tubes, and they can go all the way up to the attic. So they don't just stay in the ground. And they eat on tree wood, cellulose debris underneath your house, all of those things. So you need to get those things taken care of, and you need to call E. coli to take care of them. What alternative methods? I think I went through that already. We have all of them in our arsenal. We believe that they're limited in scope, and we use them when we can in the limited aspect in which they can be used. But it's nice to have them so you don't always have to tent, fumigate, bag. Those are all the words for it. Orange oil. Orange oil is brought up a lot. And all I can say is I have the same gallon I've had for the last 3 years. If I felt it was necessary, if I felt it was the best, I would be using it a whole lot more. I know it's had a lot of press. And now there's a company that used to be on the radio all the time that's not even in business anymore. And there's a lot of customers that are calling me wanting me to take over their service. And I can't take over their service because I don't think that it's the best product, and that was the product that they were using mostly. So I can't just take over their service. I would be happy to do an inspection and start out fresh, but that's all I can do. Do you have to vacate? Well, if we do local treats, no, you don't have to vacate. If you fumigate, they tint the whole house, so yes, you'll have to vacate. With our heat process, it does reach kind of warm areas, but if we're doing a room or a section of the house, then the other section you could be in, and I have done that. I've shot commercials like that. So those are the things that I wanted to express and explore with you and let you know. So you are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5. And until we meet again, have a wonderful, blessed day. And call E. coli, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-2847, or website, ecolatermite.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great day.
Child, you're forgiven in love. Child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven in love.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy, and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.